Armed American Radio listeners, today's Armed American Radio's recorded version of the national radio broadcast, the Armed American Radio podcast, is being brought to you today and every day by North American Arms. Make sure to visit NorthAmericanArms.com for the finest mini revolvers on planet Earth. NorthAmericanArms.com. Enjoy the show.
Is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the Sig Sauer Studios on the Fort Worth Armory Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Here we go. Round two, hour two. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the Sig Sauer Studios on the Fort Worth Armory. Mike in this hour, all brought to you by X Insurance. Please go out of your way to visit all of our partners. And I want to make mention, we have a new partner coming on board this weekend, Greg. A brand new Armed American Radio partner. And I'll tell you more about that tomorrow. Just want to tease that. But I love the companies that we work with. They're great, all of them. June 27th, 28th, 29th, I'm going to be in the Savannah area with Daniel Defense broadcasting this show for a day. Ryan Petty will be joining me. Parkland Dad will be at the plant with me. So we've got that working on right now. And we're in the middle of conversation yesterday and today, excuse me, with Sig Sauer. And it looks like July, we will be in up in New Hampshire with Sig broadcasting this show up at the Sig Academy. Ooh, talk about a great time.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Oh, talk about great people. Their shooting range out there looks like a golf course. It's the real deal. So can't wait to get up there. And can't wait to get to Portsmouth and have some more of that amazing clam chowder. I think it's a place called River House. Oh, yeah. If you're listening to New Hampshire and you've never been. But I think my kids are going to go with me. I think the whole family's going to go. That's how beautiful it is up at Sig. So we're all going to go. We're wearing our Sig gear and all that cool stuff. And you know what we'll do? We'll drive them across the bridge into Maine, the kids, two or three times. We'll drive them across, go back, turn around, drive them across, go back, turn around, drive them across, go back. Why would we do that? So when my kids are ever asked the question, hey, have you ever been to Maine? They can go, oh, yeah, several times. That's what I did. So I can tell you I've been to Maine several times. And it was A.W.R. Hawkins was driving the car as I said, go back and turn around and go back again. He's like, why? We just did. I said, we got to go back a couple times at least so I can say I've been there more than one time. I've been there several times. He goes, that makes sense. So we did it. Good old A.W.R. driving the rental car, a big old truck. Greg, tell people how they can watch the program before I get really distracted.
Any more distracted, huh?
Yeah, I'm kind of having fun. My mind's wandering right now. Lots to cover, but we're overwhelmed with information coming at us today, ladies and gentlemen. We really are. Some of it's going to require a lot of work, but we will put in the work for you and have good conversations. In fact, one of those conversations during the break was, I think, John Lott will be great to talk to us about that Texas bill.
Yep.
John is very well-versed on that background check information. So as we go through that bill and read it, and Greg's already started the process, that's what producers do, and we'll be able to discuss it with a little bit more knowledge under our belts on the Sunday MonsterCast for sure. Maybe even later this week. Who knows? Because it is Wednesday. We still have Thursday and Friday. Greg, how do people watch the show?
Sure, yeah. You watch the show by heading on over to armedamericanradio.org or .com. In the top right-hand corner, you can see three little hash marks. Just give those a click, and when that window opens up, select that Watch Live option. If you're doing something important and we don't want you to be distracted, well, you can click that Listen Live link. And when you do that, there'll be two subsequent links pop open. One's going to be for the Sunday MonsterCast, and the other is for this broadcast right here, the Daily Defense Show. I almost said MonsterCast again. What's wrong with me? Anyways, if you've missed any episode of both of these two broadcasts, we'll head on over to your podcast link right above Listen Live and get caught up on anything you may have missed. If you'd like to support the show, head on over to the shop link and pick you something nice up over there. And lastly, if you'd like to join our live chat, head on over to the App Store, grab the Telegram messaging app, create a profile, and search for Armed American Radio Conversations.
And there you go. You'll be in. And nothing is wrong with you, by the way. The MonsterCast is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
So I've made that mistake. I've called this show the Monster Cast, the Daily Defense, 6 days a week, you know?
Sometimes you get the, I get the blurbing this out, and words tend to switch in my head sometimes, so it just happens.
Three little hash marks. So today was a fun day on the home front. My son left for school today, and it was the last time.
All right.
He leaves for school today.
All right.
Now, it was kind of cool because he grew up here at AAR Ranch. We moved here when he was about one. He was just a little terror, you know?
All right.
And I remember there was a cat out in our backyard one time, and he was little. He was three or four. He was wearing his little onesie, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the little PJs and stuff, and neighbor's cat was out in the backyard. I said, "Hey, Ryan, come on and take a look. What do you think Buster's doing out there?" And he looks out the window at the cat. I said, "What do you think Buster's looking for?" He goes, "Maybe a mouse or a balloon." And, dude, I lost it. A balloon. what's going on in the kid's head that he's thinking about maybe a mouse or a balloon?
Well.
So it was kind of cool. So I say that because, you know, this is the house he knows. He was born in Florida, but this is where he grew up. And so my wife's got a picture of his first day of kindergarten. And today she took a picture of his last day of high school. And she put the two up together on a Facebook post. And here's how bad I am. I can't even find it. I can't even find my wife's Facebook page. I don't know what that means. Maybe that's a good thing that I don't use that stuff that often, right?
Yeah.
Because I really hate social media. I think it's destroying the country. I really do. I think it's destroying the psyche of the nation. But I do want to see that post. And I was going to put it up for those that were watching the show during one of the breaks. And I can't find it. But it is pretty cool. So we're real proud of him. He graduates on the 27th. And today was his last day of school. So that's kind of fun. Good for him. Yay for him. All right. I'm going to go back to this Red State 538, Greg. And I think we're going to carry this through the hour.
Okay.
So just a little backstory if you're just joining us on the program. 538.com put a piece out titled, "In Red States, Gun Reform Means Making It Easier to Buy and Carry Guns." Does it really? I don't even know what gun reform means. What does gun reform even mean? The writer, Monica Potts, I bet if you cornered her and asked her what she means by gun reform, she'd look at you like a deer caught in the headlights.
Yeah, they don't know.
She's just parroting. She doesn't know because it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't make any sense to her. Gun laws. We need new gun laws. We have lots of gun laws. Well, more gun laws. You mean more gun control laws. So if I point to this killer in this state that did this, that person was already 100% gun controlled. What other law do you want? These people don't even know what they're talking about, which is fun to go through and rip them apart. But we're going to pick up where we left off, which was really at the beginning of this, because I am sensing a possible change that we're going to see coming up into 2024. I think the Democrats are going to pull a bait and switch on us, Greg. I really do.
Yeah, I'm with you. I've heard rumors of the potential switch, and it's going to be interesting if we even have elections in 24.
Yeah, well, that's a whole different hour, please.
That's a different conversation.
That's a different conversation. Let's stay focused here. Because we're seeing a lot of discussion in media circles, left-wing media circles. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm throwing Fox in there too, about mass shootings on the rise. Have you noticed that? Because this is something that the left really doesn't want to talk about because it doesn't fit the narrative. Because when they tell us mass shootings are on the rise, how are they able to say that? Well, they change the definition of mass shootings to fit their narrative, right?
Yep.
That's how that happens. That's why they're able to do that. That's how they justify that. But they don't tell us where those numbers come from. Because they're going after assault weapons, these weapons of war. So let's not even go. Let's just go after assault weapons. Let's claim mass shootings are on the rise. Well, how are we going to do that? Let's change the definition of mass shooting, which is what the Gun Violence Archive has effectively done. And I say effectively because every single left-wing outlet out there, including Fox News, is now using Gun Violence Archive numbers and not the FBI numbers that have historically been used. And we're fine for everybody until it wasn't fine because it didn't fit their narrative. Because in reality, here's what's really real. There are fewer people murdered by rifles than there are people beaten to death with feet and hands. And if you throw in other blunt objects like 2x4s, umbrellas, crowbars, and hammers, it's even worse for them. It doesn't fit the narrative. So, well, okay, well, let's just continue to say assault weapons. And that's why we report here on a regular basis that Biden and the rest of them, AWR is great at it, he puts them up every time, are calling for assault weapons ban and rifle bans and semi-automatic rifle bans. And some of them slip and say the quiet part out loud, semi-auto bans, which encompasses everything, including handguns. For what purpose? Why do they do that? When the killer used a handgun. But they also don't tell you that the numbers, as we pointed out and will continue to point out, that they use to say mass shootings on the rise are predominantly gangbanger-related shootings in Democrat-run cities, but they don't have to say that because they are the media and they don't question themselves. We'll go through this piece by piece. How's that for you? Right after we come back.
Sig Sauer is the manufacturer of the game-changing P365 high-capacity micro-compact. This revolutionary new concealed carry pistol gives you more capacity, concealability, and capability. The award-winning Sig Sauer P365 redefines the category and has become the most desired handgun on the market today. Holding up to 17+1 rounds, its ergonomic design makes it more shootable with a clean, crisp trigger pull you'd expect from Sig Sauer. The Sig P365, America's number one selling handgun for a reason. Visit SigSauer.com. The long-awaited Sig Sauer P365 chambered in 380 is finally here. The new softer shooting, easier handling micro-compact option for everyday carry. With an identical grip module and slide with a 9mm, it'll fit all existing P365 holsters. The P365 380 is the most durable 380 micro-compact pistol on the market. Standard with Sig-like night sights and an optic cut, plus two 10-round magazines and a mag loader. The P365 380 is the ultimate micro-compact carry pistol, and you can find details at SigSauer.com for the new P365 380.
At Armed American Radio, we depend on our partners to bring you this broadcast every day. And that's why we've partnered with Fort Worth Armory. Fort Worth Armory searches the world to bring you high-quality, dependable ammo at extremely competitive prices. Proudly partnering with quality importers and manufacturers from friendly nations to bring you reliable ammunition, Fort Worth Armory not only fills your ammo needs, they also help fill your prescription for freedom. Please support the businesses that support Armed American Radio. Visit FortWorthArmory.com today.
Gun owners across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions. So call us today or have your agent call us, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive 3-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines 2 layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact gel made from U.S. soybeans. My 3-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts, or call 800-978-9358 and remember, use promo code AAR.
Carr, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
At Daniel Defense, we do things a little differently. First of all, every one of our products, from top to bottom, is made right here in America with pride. So much pride, in fact, that we don't sell factory seconds. No, if we make a mistake, we scrap it and start over. We're not finished until it's made right. And that commitment to quality doesn't end once a product is out the door. Whether you're the first owner or the last, if anything goes wrong with your Daniel, we'll make it right, because that's the right thing to do. Daniel Defense. Freedom, passion, precision. Daniel Defense firearms are guaranteed for life, trusted worldwide, and designed, engineered, and manufactured right here in America. Daniel Defense, freedom, passion, precision.
Yes, indeed. Freedom, passion, and precision from Daniel Defense. As I mentioned, the 27th, 28th, and 29th, I'm going to be at Daniel Defense bringing you at least one show live from the Daniel Defense facility. And Parkland Father Ryan Petty will be with me. So that's going to be an awful lot of fun. We've got some more travel coming up. At some point in July, we'll be at SIG. In August, we'll be down in Tampa at AM 860 doing a gun show down there. And lots more coming. I'll keep you posted on all that. Greg, welcome back into the SIG Sauer Studios, brother, on the Fort Worth Armory mic. All of it brought to you by X Insurance. You ready to keep the conversation going?
I am. Real quick, that Daniel Defense trip, that's next month or this month?
That's June.
June.
It's okay. June. It's going to be June 26th, 27th, 28th.
All right, cool.
So we're going to go down there Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I think it's 26th, 27th, 28th. Could be 27th, 28th, 29th. Don't hold it against me. I'm not looking at the calendar. Okay, hold on. Let me look at the calendar.
Here we go.
Oh, Wednesday the 28th. So I guess it's going to be the 28th, 29th, and 30th.
There you go.
But we'll be broadcasting on Thursday the 29th. So in June. So that'll be fun. We'll be doing that from the facility at Daniel Defense. All right, so back to this 538 piece. Again, this is left-wing stuff. Keep this in mind. Let me quote a little bit. At least 17 states, most of them led by Republicans, introduced bills this year trying to make it easier to buy, own, and carry weapons. Remember that. Trying to make it easier to buy, own, and carry weapons, providing guns to teachers and declaring themselves Second Amendment sanctuaries, according to a 538 analysis. We're going to debunk this analysis in just a second because they make it too easy to do. But providing guns to teachers, does that mean that the Republicans introduced bills to give guns to teachers? Isn't that what providing guns to teachers would mean?
Sounds like it.
Yeah, well, that's nonsense.
Yep.
Words mean things. That's bunk. That's not true. There's no state in the nation where they said, where a Republican legislature said, okay, we're going to give guns to teachers. We're going to provide guns to teachers. That is a flat-out lie. Making it easier to buy a gun. If you want to buy a gun, you can go buy a gun today. As long as you can pass your background check, you can buy a gun in any state in the country. This continues a trend of Republican legislatures and governors increasing access to guns. How does it increase access to guns, which is a physical tool, by passing legislation? Oh, I don't know. Say, for example, in Florida, the Guardian program, where if a teacher who wants to carry a gun, owns a gun, has a gun, is trained and wants to get training, can carry that gun to defend children at the school. Does that increase access to guns? No. It makes it lawful for a teacher to carry a firearm where that teacher happens to be, where they weren't able to carry before because of a man-made law. Greg, you were going to say something. Go ahead.
I was going to say, if anything, look, it puts more guns in people's hands that should be there to defend children. But I would say that the only thing that they can lean on, and this is kind of a stretch, but they would probably lean on the gun being in a place where a kid might be able to steal it and get access to it and then use it nefariously. And that is only if they're thinking that kids are looking to steal teachers' firearms.
Which has never happened in any of the states where tens of thousands of people already carry firearms in schools.
None that's been recorded, and we've had no shooting that has had this circumstance happen. So
no negligent discharges, no nothing, no incidents, zero, zilch, nada. Many of these people actually do believe that more guns mean people are safer. That was Sean Hollihan, who is the state legislative director for who? Giffords. Well, let me explain something to Sean Hollihan. I had a firearm one day, and I do believe that more guns for me keep me safer because I used my firearm to defend myself. I hope you, Sean, never find yourself in that situation. But if you do, I hope you have a firearm. I really, truly do. And you know the odds are? Sean probably would. You know how these people operate. Okay for me, not for thee. One of the most common types of new laws, according to 538, are those that allow handgun owners to carry a concealed gun without a permit. Does that increase access to guns? No. It just means you don't have to get a government little authorization card that says you can carry the gun you own. There's nothing stopping someone from getting access to a gun and getting a permit versus having access to a gun and not having to get a permit. Words mean things. This is nonsense. But take a listen to this. Florida, Nebraska, and South Carolina have passed such laws, joining 23 other states that have passed permitless concealed carry since 2010. What's her name? Monica Idiot? Monica Moron? Oh, Monica Potts. Maybe it ought to be Monica Potsy.
Or Putz.
Monica Putz. Because, I don't know, I kind of do this for a living, and South Carolina has not passed such a law and has not joined 23 other states. When was this written? May 16th, yesterday. Now, I don't even need to go and check and think, oh, did I miss something in South Carolina? No, I didn't miss anything in South Carolina. The South Carolina House moved it. It never moved through the Senate, and it is not law in South Carolina. Period. And by the way, it wasn't 23 other states that have passed permitless carry. You might want to do the math. There are 26 states, and Georgia made it state number 25. Yeah, and Georgia beat Florida and Nebraska to the punch. This person has no clue what they're talking about. Absolutely no clue. And going on to consider concealed weapons can be carried, for example, in Mississippi. State Board of Education implemented a policy last year complying with a decade-old law in Mississippi that allowed guns in K-12 schools. It talks about West Virginia that was considered in Tennessee. And Iowa passed a bill allowing legal gun owners to keep a weapon in their car on public grounds and decriminalize the carry of concealed weapons for certain people, like those deemed to be a danger to themselves or others. This whole piece is just utter nonsense. You mean gun owners can keep a gun? To them, that's increasing access to guns. Do you hear the word criminal in here anywhere?
I do not.
How many times have we covered nonsense like this and asked that very question?
Just about every show.
Who is the attack on in this column? Greg, you're answering questions on behalf of listeners for me.
Typically lawful gun owners.
Law-abiding citizens. Does a criminal all of a sudden wake up one day? I wonder if Monica Potsy would believe that a criminal woke up, constitutional carry passed in Georgia. Oh, now I can carry my gun to rob a liquor store. Is she that stupid? Apparently she is.
Yeah.
Got to call it like it is.
Yeah.
You have to call it like it is. She believes that it could be, and actually, maybe not. Maybe she doesn't think that. Maybe she's so bubble-fied that she believes it's the problem is law-abiding citizens. That gangbangers, now remember, she's too stupid to even realize when she says mass shootings are on the rise. She's too stupid to even realize that she's actually referring to numbers provided to her by a left-wing outfit that is including those gangbanger shootings in Democrat-run cities. She doesn't even realize that. She's too stupid to probably realize even that the Gun Violence Archive has even changed the definition of a mass shooting. She likely doesn't know about the FBI. She also likely doesn't know about the AP and the USA Today, who have that number at 19. And they're colleagues of hers. The reason we go through this is not to harp on the same things we always harp on. Well, it is kind of. But when we get to the end of this, I think you're going to agree with me that you're going to see a narrative shift by the Democrat Party. And this is just evidence of it. We'll be right back.
At
At Daniel Defense, we do things a little differently. First of all, every one of our products, from top to bottom, is made right here in America with pride. So much pride, in fact, that we don't sell factory seconds. No, if we make a mistake, we scrap it and start over. We're not finished until it's made right. And that commitment to quality doesn't end once a product is out the door. Whether you're the first owner or the last, if anything goes wrong with your Daniel, we'll make it right, because that's the right thing to do. Daniel Defense. Freedom, passion, precision.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
If you or someone you care about has been thinking about getting their permit to carry a firearm, there's never been a better time than now. Even if you've had your permit to carry for years, keep in mind that gun laws change regularly, and not knowing the current laws can be catastrophic. Legal Heat is one of the nation's largest concealed carry training companies. If you're looking to obtain your carry permit for the first time, take a gun law refresher course, or take a handgun 101 course, visit LegalHeat.com. They operate in every major city in the United States and will have a number of classes near you. Use promo code AAR to save on a class today. That's LegalHeat.com. Promo code AAR.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
Did you know that Sig Sauer is all in for hunting? Introducing the Sig Sauer Cross Precision Bolt Action Rifle, available in .308 and .65 Creedmoor. The Sig Cross Bolt Action Rifle was designed and built with the input of military snipers and elite hunters right here in America to meet the demands of hunters, precision long-range shooters, and extreme backcountry hunting. Sig Sauer has your hunting needs covered with ammunition, optics, suppressors, and more. Hunt like a warrior today. Learn more. Visit SigSauer.com now.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back inside the Sig Sauer Studios. Mark Walters on the Fort Worth Armory mic for you, all presented by X Insurance. Make sure to check out all our partners. Visit them at armedamericanradio.com. And we have a new partner that we will be announcing officially tomorrow, and well, really officially on Sunday, but I'm going to give you a little bit more information tomorrow. Always cool and always fun to do that. We love partnering up with good quality people, that and some of these entrepreneurs that just get so innovative, man, have such great ideas. And I love working with people like that. So more about that coming up tomorrow, just kind of teasing that a little bit. Did you pick up the MyPillow cooling pillow yet, the 2.0? Amazing stuff. Make sure to check it out. Defender Coffee, if you're watching the show, I killed my Defender Coffee here earlier. I had a really good cup of iced Defender Coffee. We drink the Liberty Roast at our house. Really easy to make iced coffee with that stuff. Great stuff. And you support, in my, at least in my case, I would recommend you do the same thing, the Second Amendment Foundation, because a portion of the profit of every sip of coffee I drank here goes to the Second Amendment Foundation. And Alan just gave us a quote live in the previous hour about that Supreme Court refusing to hear the, or not to hear, but to step in, if you will, the Naperville assault weapons ban case as it works its way through the Seventh Circuit, which is what we expected to happen. No shock there whatsoever. Nobody here angry about it. Let it go through the process. I guess if I say anything about being angry, it would be more about just, I want it now. But that's okay. Patience is a virtue, right? And facts are stubborn things. You know who originally said facts are stubborn things, Greg, by any chance? You know who that was? Coined that phrase? John Adams.
Yes.
Yes,
I was thinking.
Fascinating. That was John Adams. Yep, facts are stubborn things. Okay, anyway, visit all of our partners. You can find them all at armedamericanradio.com. It's that simple. Let's go back over to the left-wing nonsense here, because it just keeps getting better. And I want you to listen to the way this, the wording here is phrased. Many, this Monica Potts is just in the way the words, just, I'm not even sure how to describe it. Greg, you ever get yourself, people, you can get yourself in trouble on a text message, can't you?
Oh, yeah.
Just in two sentences, you can get yourself in trouble because people can misread it.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why I've always given advice. If you're going to send an email, I used to give this to my employees over the years. If you're going to send a nasty email to somebody, write it out tonight. Let it sit in drafts. Come back tomorrow. Look at it. Realize how stupid you sounded. And then send the email, a new one. Okay? Get it out. But the way things are written, you can discern what someone is thinking. In this case, it's not coincidence because it's throughout the entire piece. So you understand they're writing in a certain style. And in this case, it's attacking gun rights and those 17 states that are not expanding anything. That's their words. It's not expansion of gun rights. You have gun rights. It's simply reclaiming for you what's been taken from you, including Republican states, of course. I mean, we're always in this fight. Well, according to her, you know, here we go again. Virginia, guns are now allowed on public college and university campuses. Well, guns have always been allowed on public college, university campuses because Shuang-Wei Cho walked into campus with one, didn't he? Well, it wasn't allowed, but he did it anyway, didn't he, Greg?
That he did.
Criminals walk into banks all the time and rob them. Criminals walk into liquor stores and rob them all the time, even though they're not allowed to. Monica Potts can't understand that. Criminals don't wait for a governor to sign a law and then commit a crime. This is an attack on you. And what this is indicative of what the left is getting ready to do as they move into 2024. We'll go there before the show closes. Tennessee considering the same thing. We mentioned Iowa. Decriminalizing the carry of concealed weapons by keeping cars and guns in their cars, which they should be able to do anyway. The Missouri House advanced a law allowing guns in places of worship and on public transportation. Do you see the narrative forming that these are stupid things? This is what she's trying to let you know. This is what her readers are reading from her. These Republicans are just doing all these crazy things. Many of these gun rights expansions are also geared towards schools. After the Uvalde, Texas school shooting that killed 19 children and two teachers, the Republican Party, by the way, that those kids were killed by a criminal psychopath murderer. She forgot to mention that, so I'll put that in there for her and fix it. The Republican Party promoted arming teachers as a way to increase school safety. To her, that's just insane. While she benefits from armed security virtually everywhere she goes and feels safe. She feels safe because there's someone there armed. Put that person in a uniform and Monica Potts feels safe. But having a law-abiding citizen standing around her that might save her life, she doesn't feel safe. This is the liberal mindset. And states have since begun passing laws allowing it. Can you believe it, Greg? Allowing it. Last year, Ohio passed a law allowing teachers to be armed after 24 hours of training. This year, Mississippi passed a bill that would create a program to arm teachers and Oklahoma has considered one similar to Ohio's, though its legislative session is almost over. Oh, my God. They're sneaking it in. Texas legislature is considering law that would offer a stipend to armed teachers, and Indiana has passed a law allowing state-funded handgun training for teachers. My God. However, most experts, which is not linked to anything, by the way, she's just spitting it out, agree that allowing guns in schools simply increases the danger of a shooting. It's nonsense, and it's designed to form a narrative. So let's take a listen to how they do that. She says, we don't know how much the effects of these laws, what kind of effects there are going to be with these laws, because there have been longstanding roadblocks caused by who? Me and you. On gun-related research, which she's not telling you is, no, the roadblock is on my tax dollars being used to push an anti-gun agenda through a governmental agency. But she doesn't have a problem with that. Leftists don't have a problem with that, do they, Greg?
No, they don't.
They don't care to, do they?
No.
The rural counties, and she goes into rural counties, urban counties, et cetera. You know, this woman is utterly clueless. She goes into talking about proposed red flag laws. Remember, there's constitutional sheriffs who are promising not to enforce any state or federal laws related to gun restrictions. Like Michigan's red flag law, Minnesota's laws, Maryland's that just signed yesterday and were promptly sued by the Second Amendment Foundation, I might add. New Jersey's, which, by the way, the Second Amendment Foundation case had the injunction issued in a 235-page, very strong ruling, which we're just partway through. Not a whole lot of sleep last night. All right. So as these people continue to push these narratives, you see what direction it's coming from. It's not hard to figure it out. We cover it here on Armed American Radio, the Monster Cast and the Daily Defense, 6 days a week. Additionally, she says, many states are working to prevent the kind of data collection that would tell us more about the relationship between guns and gun violence. I don't need data to tell me that criminals that carry guns are criminals that carry guns. And she's extremely upset that the federal government doesn't track gun purchases, Greg. Why aren't we? Why, the federal government doesn't even track gun purchases, Greg.
Well, they kind of do.
What in the world?
They kind of do.
Not officially. Oh, she wants it out there. She wants to know who you are, where you are. The government has to know these things. So let's kind of bring this down and talk about the remainder. Well, not the remainder. We'll give you some analysis on it in the next segment, which is the final segment. Despite all of this, Hollihan, who is the spokesperson for Giffords, sees a ray of hope for gun safety advocates. Earlier this month, Texas House Select Committee on Community Safety passed a bill raising the age at which Texans can buy certain semi-automatic rifles from 18 to 21. Greg, and she admits it here, the bill is unlikely to become law. The bill did not become law. But to the Democrats, that's a ray of hope. Start paying attention to this. The vote indicated, according to her, that some Republicans, who are clearly the problem, do support gun restrictions under specific circumstances. We'll finish her little diatribe here, and then we come back, we'll break it down for you, because there's hints in here and signals to what the Democrats might be doing. And by that, I mean flipping the script as we get closer and closer to 2024. Could it be? Could it be? Oh, I hope so. I hope I'm right. We'll be right back.
At Daniel Defense, we do things a little differently. First of all, every one of our products, from top to bottom, is made right here in America with pride. So much pride, in fact, that we don't sell factory seconds. No, if we make a mistake, we scrap it and start over. We're not finished until it's made right. And that commitment to quality doesn't end once a product is out the door. Whether you're the first owner or the last, if anything goes wrong with your Daniel, we'll make it right, because that's the right thing to do. Daniel Defense. Freedom, passion, precision.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
If you or someone you care about has been thinking about getting their permit to carry a firearm, there's never been a better time than now. Even if you've had your permit to carry for years, keep in mind that gun laws change regularly and not knowing the current laws can be catastrophic. Legal Heat is one of the nation's largest concealed carry training companies. If you're looking to obtain your carry permit for the first time, take a gun law refresher course or take a handgun 101 course, visit LegalHeat.com. They operate in every major city in the United States and will have a number of classes near you. Use promo code AAR to save on a class today. That's LegalHeat.com. Promo code AAR. AAR listeners, this is the year I'm asking you to go out of your way to support our partners that keep this program on the air. It's essential to our existence and to the ongoing fight for the Second Amendment. Our newest partner, the Crime Prevention Research Center at crimeresearch.org, headed by Dr. John Lott, is literally on the front line defending our freedoms and this program. While the anti-gunners spend millions spreading misinformation and lies, it's the CPRC and Dr. Lott advancing the real scientific understanding of the relationship between laws and gun ownership, improving the awareness and knowledge of this scientific understanding among the public, journalists, and policymakers, and enhancing public safety through these scientific advances, improving awareness and knowledge in the public eye. As a nonprofit, Dr. Lott needs our help to continue this groundbreaking research and getting it out to the public. Please, like I do, make a monthly donation, whatever amount, to the CPRC and help us tell the truth about our right to bear arms. You can do so at crimeresearch.org. Crimeresearch.org. Please help us today.
Gun owners across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions. So call us today or have your agent call us, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Daniel Defense. Visit DanielDefense.com. Now, back to the show.
DanielDefense.com, DanielDefense.com. And while you're at it, make sure to visit TheDoubleDFoundation.org as well, TheDoubleDFoundation.org, and support them for supporting the youth shooting sports. 6 Hour Studios lit up for you. Fort Worth Armory, Mike on Fire, X Insurance presenting all of it. If you're watching the show, thank you for that. Daniel Defense and Lead Slingers, thank them for providing the video portion for us, as well as all of our partners at armedamericanradio.com. Pick up some Heaven's Harvest food. You can thank me for that later, but use the promo code AAR and grab about 45 to 50 bucks off that entree bucket. It is well worth it. You will thank me for having it, I can promise you. And as I mentioned, we have a new partner we'll be announcing tomorrow on the program, North American Arms, the Gold Guns. You're going to start hearing new spots for that tomorrow. The Gold Gun Collection over there, which is way cool. We'll talk more about that as well. Visit all of our partners, please, at armedamericanradio.com. We're going to wrap up this hour and today's Armed American Radio by continuing with this 538 piece, because it is signaling is something that we've always talked about. But I'm beginning to see, as I've said, Greg, you hear me say this all the time, that when coincidences begin to line up, are they really coincidences anymore?
Right? No, they are not.
It is not conspiratorial to begin to look at coincidence here, coincidence here, coincidence here, coincidence here, and begin to put two and two together and make five of that. Okay? This is happening for a reason. And it became glaringly evident to me by this piece from Monica Potts. As the, it's the typical leftist line that we have a mass shooting gun violence problem in this country because of Republicans who will do nothing. Not one time in what we've been covering for this hour has the word criminal appeared at all. Not one. In fact, I don't recall seeing the word crime anywhere. It's all Republicans giving more access to guns, which is not true. She's misquoted, misrepresented statistics. South Carolina did not pass constitutional carry. The House did. Never went through the Senate, and it's never been signed into law by the South Carolina governor. She added that to the 23 states. Her number was wrong on that. What else is wrong in here? It's just a continual push from the left to attack Republicans for the actions of criminals. But as she gets to the end of this, you begin to look at this and think, okay, we talk about this day after day, week after week, month after month, now year into year into year. I think there's something going on here. Could it be? Because according to her and according to Giffords, there's a ray of hope for gun safety advocates. Why? Well, she's specifically referring to, Greg, Texas. Hate to tell you.
Oh, well.
You know, Texas with the, you know, we're going to, what was it, what'd they do? Was it the red flag? It was signaling the red flag law in Texas just recently.
Oh, are you talking about the bill we were talking about first hour?
Well, that's part of it, but not that in particular. It was shortly after Allen. What did Abbott say? Refresh my brain.
I have to refresh my brain. I'm not sure.
So much has been going on anyway. Okay. She's referring to Texas. Republicans in Texas have cracked. We covered it over the last few days.
Yeah.
Okay. Forgive me. We've been covering a lot of live stuff that was going on earlier in the program. But nonetheless, there's a ray of hope for gun safety advocates. Now, keep in mind, the key here is the fact that they continue to refer to mass shootings. And an uptick in mass shootings, uptick in mass shootings, uptick in mass shootings.
Oh, that was Holland last week.
Holland, that's it. It was Representative Holland in Texas.
Yep.
So, yeah, we went after him and we kind of dressed him down a little bit. But she refers, she goes back, excuse me, to 2018 in Parkland, where in Florida, the state raised the age to buy long guns from 18 to 21. You recall that.
Mm-hmm.
Take a listen to Holland here, Holland from Giffords. This closes out this piece from her, and we'll break this down. With the way that gun violence is spreading across this country, and mass shootings are becoming more and more regular. Remember, he's divided this. He hasn't combined them, right? With the way that gun violence is spreading across this country, and mass shootings are becoming more and more regular, it seems as if it's almost a matter of time before every major leader has been somewhat affected by gun violence in some way. Perhaps over the course of the next few years, we'll see more Republican governors call upon their legislature to do something. Does that signal anything to you? It does to me. It says we're going to start bringing gun violence numbers, our gun violence numbers, without telling you where the numbers are coming from, to every Republican. Here's what they're getting ready to do, ladies and gentlemen. It's very, very simple. They're getting ready to use the numbers, as we talk about here on a regular basis, that they don't want to use, that they're not going to tell you where they come from. But they're going to use those numbers against Republicans in the 2024 upcoming elections. I can promise you this is going to happen. Because they themselves in the mainstream media, this is the same script. None of them are telling you where these numbers are coming from. None. And here's where I say they're flipping the script. Greg, they never spoke about those numbers ever before. They never mentioned Chicago. How many times and how many years have we covered what's going on in Chicago and every other Democrat-run city?
We do every week. And one
every
thing,
week.
One thing they like to do is like, oh, well, don't reference Chicago. It's like, bro, it's the easiest to show you where your policies are failing because there's been long-term Democrat rule there under these most stringent laws, and it's not doing anything.
None of them in the mainstream media are going to say the part you just said.
No, they won't.
None. Now, this the reason I say it's a 538 inconsequential place doesn't really matter. Who knows? I don't even know who they are. But what you're seeing from her is what you're seeing from every single major left-wing outlet across this country. Every single one of them. They're now beginning to go where they never went before. Gun violence numbers that are coming out of cities that don't fit their agenda, and they're no longer, and they don't have to say that, as we pointed out earlier. All they have to do is point to those numbers. ABC is not going to question NBC, who's not going to question CBS, who's not going to question MSDNC, who's not going to question CNN, 538, Vox, the rest of all these goofball outlets. They're just going to do what she did and just repeat the nonsense all day long. Link to what they want to that fits their agenda. Don't link to what they want to or don't want to because it doesn't fit their agenda, and spew the left-wing talking points. And then what they're going to start doing is using those numbers, for example, murders out of Atlanta to go after Kemp. Because Georgia's a red state. Yeah, I know, we got Warnock and that other goofball Ossoff in there. Aside from that, Georgia's a bright red state. But this is how they're going to flip it, ladies and gentlemen. I can promise you this is getting ready to happen because they are confident. And so is every Democrat politician out there that's going to be running. We're going to be able to use these numbers. They would never, ever dare touch the numbers in Chicago. Why? Doesn't fit their agenda. Exposes their policies for the failures that they are. Now, they're going to start using these numbers with the help from the mainstream media, who's going to cover it for them as we move into 2024. And they're going to use it to make every single Republican look bad. They're going to try. Is it going to work? Doubtful. Why? Because law-abiding Americans are onto it and are buying more guns at record pace than ever before in the history of this country. Because the latest study out from Gallup just yesterday, we'll close with this, showed that most Americans, better than 80% that own a gun, feel a lot safer because they have it. Because of what's happening in Democrat-run cities where millions of Americans live, work, and play. Armed American Radio is going to get up and do it again tomorrow precisely because they don't want us to. Enjoy the rest of your day. Stay safe. Grill something. See you on the radio tomorrow.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive three-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines two layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact shell made from U.S. soybeans. My three-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts, or call 800-978-9358 and remember, use promo code AAR.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. but in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them, it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.